The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. The 12th of May, 7:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Do you have a national day?
I was just looking and...
Well, you know, it's like National Law Enforcement Week, I believe.
Let's see.
So, nothing special today, though, huh?
No, not really.
Except the rodeo's starting tomorrow, so this is the... Oh, there's going to be a bank robbery in Redding. And at some point during the show, you're probably going to hear a bunch of gunshots as the Asphalt Cowboys in hot pursuit of the lone stranger and sidekick come by us. So, I think we should all get our guns and go out there and shoot, too. But it would be... Probably not as probably conducive to having the chase go on. Anyway, today's weather is sunny with a high near 93, and tomorrow with a high near 84 and sunny. Sunny with a high on Thursday to 94 and Thursday night around goes down around 59. Friday, 91. Saturday, sunny with a high near 83. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 54. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 88. And Monday, sunny with a high near 95. It's going to be a beautiful week. Just a beautiful week. The rodeo is going to be beautiful. It's not going to be that hot. And the rodeo starts at 7 o'clock anyway. So we get the breeze off the river right there, because we're bucking by the river, and the sun's going down. So it's going to be a beautiful week, and the weather report, this beautiful week of weather report, is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family-owned business, been in the business 30 years, started by Chuck and Judy Kenny. Kenny family still works there. Outstanding service to their customers, discounts for seniors and veterans, and I can't say enough about Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Turtle Bay and Sharon Clay and Cat Hunt, and we're going to be talking about
Blueberry.
Blueberry, the purple tongue skink, and Glowing Wild, and the animal shows that started last weekend.
Yes.
Okay, but where do you want to start? Let's start with Glowing Wild. How are we doing? It is beautiful. We talked about it. We put it on Facebook. It's absolutely magnificent.
Yes, it's great. It opened May 1st. It's so it's in its second week, and it's just beautiful. It's past the Sundial Bridge, and this year is the year of the horse, so we have the beautiful horse lantern right there in front of the Sundial Bridge as you come in. And yeah, so it's a great family event. So if you have little ones that like dinosaurs, there's an amazing dinosaur section all throughout.
Uh-huh.
There's glowing tunnels. We have an Egyptian section, Madagascar, just a whole bunch of amazing large-scale Asian-style animal lanterns.
Okay, and now, just see who's up and listening. I've got four tickets. To Glowing Wild.
Ooh, nice.
The first caller at 530-605-4567. I have four tickets to Glowing Wild that runs through June 28th. There's a few days you can't go, but that's on the tickets. These are like the golden tickets, my friends. You can go any of those days.
Yeah.
So right. Four tickets, 530-605-4567. So the Glowing Wild. If anybody's awake out there. There we go. They are.
Yep.
Here they come. Okay. I thought this was just outstanding. It was, you know what? It's, Garden of Lights is great.
Yes.
Oh, just great. But for some reason, Glowing Wild appeals to me in a different way. What is that, Sharon?
I think it's the fact that they're animals and the lanterns glow. I think the holiday lights,
they move,
they're animated. I think, you know, Garden of Lights is incredible, but we're very accustomed to holiday lights. So we grow up with holiday lights. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of a familiarity to it when we go. Yeah. It actually is a very, like, right? Garden of Lights gives you like this kind of warm, homey, like awesome, like Christmassy feeling. Whereas Glowing Wild, it's just so unique that it's more of an awe type of experience rather than that kind of warm, homey one. You're more like, whoa, look at that.
Yeah.
So it gives you kind of that more of that wow experience. So it's really hard to compare the two. Yes, they're both lit up, but they're very, very different. And Glowing Wild is, I just think it's extraordinary. We have been able to pick different themes every year. So we get to choose the different themes every year and work with the company. And so it's really great. I was excited to do Madagascar this year because I've been there. And so it was really fun to see them all, you know, huge and glowing out there. And so I think that's what it is. I think it's just very unique and you're just not expecting it. And then not only that, then when they move, you're like, whoa.
Okay. Now. Last year there was an octopus.
Yes.
And I thought, wow.
It was
this
cool.
Year there's a pyramid and a sphinx.
Yeah.
Correct.
And we all got our photos taken with that, of course. And then lions. And
yeah.
There's a zodiac section that you guys were really enjoying.
Oh, we were in there. We were in there. See, which one am I?
Uh huh. Which one are you? Do you remember?
Yeah, I'm Year of the Rat.
Oh, you're right.
Which
okay.
Is,
I'm a rooster.
I know.
I'm a snake.
When I hear rat, you know, I look at it. But it's got really a nice write-up.
Just think of this movie. Think of the rat. Just think of, like, Timber the Beaver. He's basically a giant rat. So,
well,
see? So, there you go.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and a lot of people coming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, what's your favorite part?
Well, you know what? I'm thinking, you know, there's so many parts of it that are striking. And, you know, of course, you know, the big pyramid.
Yeah.
But there's other things in there. Some of the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And, T-Rex.
The T-Rex.
Big T-Rex.
Yeah.
And when he turns around, his mouth opens and, you know,
the smoke
comes
out.
The other one is that an animatronic troll, huge troll.
Oh, the cactus man.
Is that the one you like?
The cactus man. No, I've got a couple of videos.
Oh,
of
my
him.
God, that's
you
funny.
Sit there and you watch and you go, well, he's not moving. And somebody comes up or something happens. I don't know if it's senses or what, or do you have to push a button. But it starts that thing again. So, the whole place.
I love all of the interactive things. Like, there's this screen that you can stand in front of and it changes
colors. There's one of them you can talk to China.
Mm-hmm.
Is
what?
That true?
It's the one where, the night I went, we went on employee night. And
it wasn't media night.
It wasn't. I don't think it was working that night. It wasn't operational that night, but
it was working on media night.
Oh, okay.
And
so you're supposed to be able to. Yeah, it's live to another one of the lantern festivals, and I'm not sure where.
But it was
in
Asia.
In Asia,
I think it was Asia because it was all Asians on the other end.
That's awesome.
And our end had Asians, which was kind of cute. And and I don't know if they were where it was. But we watched that for a while.
That's great. It wasn't operational on employee night, and I haven't been back yet, to be honest. So
they also had that thing where it did lights of your body, or
that one's great. Yeah,
it was, you know, it did the heat sensing or something. Yep. You could dance around.
Oh,
and your movements were on the screen.
Did you dance around it?
Yes,
I couldn't
did.
Get close to it.
Oh, there was too many people. Yeah,
many
there you
people
go.
There. And I'm not talking kids.
I know some people are like doing the grabbing of the sticks that fall. I see that one's pretty popular too. But it's just great. People need to come on out. There's food, so you can come out.
Great
and,
food.
And I mean, it's definitely something when they all glow up. So it's like, come early enough to go to the community stage, go online, see what's playing on the community stage. We'll be there with animals many of the nights, at the community stage.
And there's dancers.
All kinds of all kinds of performers.
So there's even more than when we went.
Correct. Yeah. That's always on the community stage. It starts at 7. It goes from 7 to 8.
Okay.
And then you can grab a bite over at the carts and then go see them all lit up. So you make a nice evening of it.
And you can take your time.
Yeah.
Going through everything.
Absolutely.
There. That's the thing. And now it opens at 7.
Mm-hmm. Goes till 10.
Goes till 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So. I'm here with Turtle Bay, Cat Hunt, and Sharon Clay. And when we come back, we're going to talk skinks. I guess.
Skink.
Blueberry. We'll be right back.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and By the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now, exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-wrenching rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Total Good Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Ranch Arena. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Everybody calls and say, liars.
Yeah, liars.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Our vote is more than a ballot. It's how we protect the future of our community.
For our families, our neighbors, and for the generations who will call Shasta County home.
That's why people across our community support Joanna Franciscan for Shasta County Clerk.
With 17 years of experience, she's committed to keeping our elections accurate, transparent, and secure.
Because protecting our elections means protecting our future. Vote Joanna Franciscan for Shasta County Clerk, June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Franciscan. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Franciscan for County Clerk 2026.
Welcome back to Free Car Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 12th of May, 7:21 in the morning, and 63 degrees out there, going up to 93 today. And I'm here with Turtle Bay and Sharon Clay and Cat Hunt. We talked about Glowing Wild, and now we're going to talk about Blueberry the Skink, and that the animal shows have started.
There you go. So Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show. We've been going since 2007.
Wow.
And we changed the show.
The year I moved here.
The year I moved here, too.
Oh, okay.
I moved here. 2007, we did a little
mini
show.
Did we move together?
I don't know, maybe.
I don't remember.
It's been way too long ago. I don't remember anything.
Were you in the truck?
But the show's been going for a while. So if you've seen the show, come back. It's not the same show. It's different shows every year. We change things. We get new animals. We update the script every year, so you'll learn new things. You'll see new behaviors, new music, new things. So we change it up. And so we do that so that our members and people in the community can come over and over again and keep seeing it.
It's just like Glowing Wild and Garden of Lights. You change it up every year. Okay, so does Blueberry, has she got a spot in the show?
No.
No.
I know, isn't that sad? So she should, and maybe she will next year.
Maybe you should pass her from person to person.
I know, she just sits here.
She just sits there.
She's like a sausage. She's a big old sausage.
How often does she eat?
She eats actually 3 times a week.
And
She eats a mix of like mealworms and produce.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you know, garden produce, that kind of
stuff.
So she doesn't eat like mice or anything.
She could eat a mouse here or there
if she could catch it.
Yeah, but for us, I mean, be cut up. But for the most part, we can give her meat items too. But she really likes, you know, her crickets and mealworms.
Yeah. She looks healthy.
So in the wild, so this is a blue tongue skink. For those people listening to what is a blueberry that we're talking about that looks like a sausage, is a blue tongue skink. They're the largest member of the skink family, and they're found in Australia. They call them blueies over there, and they're named it because of their tongue, the blue-tongued skink. And
she's sticking her tongue out.
That's right. And they love them in Australia. If they find one in their grass or they find anywhere, they pick them up and they move them to their gardens, because these guys love to eat snails.
Oh.
So they'll eat all the snails in the garden. So they have very strong jaws that they can crush a snail.
So
that's kind of in the wild. They love to eat like the produce. And yeah, you have to give up a few of your, you know, your vegetable items there to them, but they eat all those snails
might
in the wild.
Might nibble on a tomato. Now, obviously they're not endangered.
So no, these guys are not. There's a bunch of different subspecies of them, and they're doing pretty well.
It's always good to hear they're not. They've got little short legs.
Yeah. So around here we have little skinks. We have them all over. Like five-lined.
Mm-hmm. Now, does his belly rub on the ground when he's walking?
Pretty much.
Because his legs are so short.
She can lift up her whole body a little bit off the ground, so it's off like a centimeter, but for the most part she just drags it with her.
Drags it with her.
Yes. She's something.
Have you ever had little baby skinks?
No.
Are they... Eggs?
No, we haven't had anything. We've had her for about
two and a half years.
Yeah, she would she would have eggs. Mm-hmm. She's in the lizard family. Skink is a type of lizard.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a type of lizard. And I don't know. What else you want to know?
I want to know, okay, what are some of the things that are going to happen when I come down to see the Wild Animal Show?
So we have our new quail is in the show.
Quail?
Our quail. So we have this one little lone. I know. His name is Top Knot. He's this little lone male quail that someone was keeping.
But what kind?
A little California quail.
Okay.
And some little guy, somebody like tried to keep him, whatever, and super loves people.
You can raise quail.
Yes,
people
you can.
Raise quail.
Yes. Yeah. Well, this one was someone was keeping, and they didn't do a good job with him, so he has some medical problems. But he came to us from a rehab center down in Sonoma County. So he came up to us.
Rehab center.
Had him because somebody brought him to them. So they're like, okay, he's super friendly, super wonderful. Will you guys take him? So we took him in November. He is. Like, he's the most surprising part of our show because you're like, it's just a quail. Like you said, like you're laughing. It's like, it's a quail. Like, you know, every other animal there eats quail pretty much. I mean, like, they're just, like, you just don't even, like, think of it that way. And then we get this little guy. We named him Top Knot for the feathers on the top of the head. And he is literally the star of the show.
Nice.
Everybody goes bonkers when they see him.
What'd he do?
He just runs.
That's it?
He just runs, but he is so stinking cute that it's just, you just never see a quail the same again. He is so cute. It's crazy. It is, I know, Carl's laughing at out there, guys, folks.
He runs around the stage, that's his act?
Yes, and it's so cute. He's just so cute.
Do you trim his wings so he doesn't leave?
No, he can fly. All of our animals are able to,
okay.
All of our animals are able to run away, fly away if they wanted to. Every single one of them.
So that one day when the hawk comes across? The crowd, if it just kind of makes a upward turn, that may be the last time you see it.
Well, that is true, but not true.
Okay.
We have protocols to watch them. I mean, all of our animals are non-releasable. So if somebody like goes away, someone decides to fly off or whatever, we have protocols to follow them and keep track of them. And we have telemetry on them and until they're ready to come back. And honestly, recently we were out for 21 hours with one of them.
Oh, okay. But it came back.
We got it back.
Yeah.
So,
hey,
so,
night
you know,
in the town. Come
so
on.
There you go. So, yeah, they can all leave if they want to, but that's our job is to give them a reason to want to stay. And so they all do.
If
so
you have not seen this act, the Wild Animal Act, you have got to go down there. It is just, you know, and here's the thing. If the animal doesn't want to do it, okay, nobody's forcing the animal. Okay, so he doesn't want to do it today.
Yep.
And that's it. And that's fine.
I've been at a show, and Banshee the Owl flew away.
Yeah. So it happens. And another favorite is Bristle. I think you met him as a baby, our little baby porcupine.
Oh,
he was the cutest thing.
Yep.
Okay, he's now a 25-pound big male porcupine, and he still acts like a baby.
Yes.
So,
does he still want to crawl in your lap?
Yes.
Not only does he want to crawl in your lap, but you can purchase a behind the scenes, just like we do with the
timber
with the beaver. He does the same thing. So we sell behind the scenes where you can literally have this giant porcupine sit in your lap and you can feed him.
As long as his quills are down.
His quills are down.
You're good.
That's right.
It's when the quills come up.
He is so
that you
cute.
Might want. You had one in our old studios years ago that decided that he wanted to eat
a cord.
One of the cords. And he went under Bob Belongi. And Bob, I thought, was going to levitate out of the room. And there you are with a stick with a ball on the end of it trying to get him back. He goes, no, this is much better over here. And it took a while. But it
that's
was
our
extremely
old
funny.
That's our old one, Spike. She was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now we got him. And so he's a star. The raccoon, people comment all the time. The raccoon's amazing. The raccoon shows the way they use their hands.
Yeah.
And it's really impressive. He opens jars in the show to show people how they can use their hands. He does texture discrimination. So he doesn't use his eyes, and we tell him which ball to get, and he can reach in and find the ball just using his hands, feeling the different textures. So he's in the show. So all the behaviors we do, they look like tricks, but they're natural behaviors.
And then we
use them to have fun and teach people about how amazing all these animals are. And I love the backyard animals, like the quail or the raccoon, that people walk away going, oh my gosh, I just thought it was a trash panda. It was just this, like, whatever. And now they're like, oh my gosh, I love it. So that's kind of the whole idea of the show.
Okay. So how do people get, if you're a member of Turtle Bay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Can you still go? You go to the animal show.
Animal show is included with admission to anybody who comes in the park, whether you're paying or you're paid as a member. But if you're a member, doesn't matter. It's free. They're at 10:30. They're at 11. 11 and 12 every day but Mondays.
Every day but Monday.
Every day but Monday, and the exception's coming up. We will have shows on Memorial Day.
Okay. And Glowing Wild goes from now to June 28th.
Yes, on and we select
just,
night.
As you can tell, we just gave away 4 tickets, and people were just like,
awesome.
Yes, fighting for them. Well, thank you very, very much. Last thoughts?
You can find all the information about the animal shows at turtlebay.org, and you can also find information about Glowing Wild at glowingwild.org.
And you can get your membership, which is $125, but that's a family of 2 adults and 4 kids.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's good for the whole year. You can get in to the animal show. You can go to any exhibit.
And the Turtle Bay memberships gives you discounts at our cool events like Glowing Wild. You can get $5 off per ticket.
That's right. And not only that, but you've got reciprocal agreements with other parks, I believe.
Hundreds of them all over the
country. Which means if you get in free here, you can probably get in free there.
Yes. That's correct.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Kat and Sharon. And thanks,
Carl.
Barry. All right. Hey, when we come back, we've got Miss Redding Rodeo joining us.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta County deserves local elections we can trust, not gimmicks, rhetoric, or smoke and mirrors. Trust isn't a slogan, it's earned. For 17 years, Joanna Francisca has worked in the elections department, helping ensure ballots are counted accurately, processes are followed, and our local elections run smoothly. She understands the laws that protect your vote and the responsibility that comes with it. And when changes didn't make sense for Shasta County, Joanna spoke up and pushed back, because protecting the integrity of our elections matters. This isn't about politics. It's about integrity. It's about experience. And it's about making sure every vote in Shasta County is handled with honesty, care, and accountability. Shasta County deserves steady leadership and proven experience that protects our vote. Let's come together on this and keep our local elections strong. Vote Joanna Francisca for Shasta County Clerk June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Francisca. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Francisca for County Clerk 2026.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river. May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RiddingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-wrenching rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Middleton Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria.
miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Welcome back to Free Farm Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Yeah, and if you're looking for jewelry for Rodeo Week, they have it. They've got squash blossom, they've got turquoise, they've got bracelets, they've got necklaces, they got it all at Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in running. Watch repair, stone cutting, jewelry design, but lots of turquoise and Western-themed jewelry at Four Winds Jewelry. Voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row now, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, locally owned, locally operated, been in the business over 30 years, really, really nice people down there. And the jewelry is at very fair prices at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here with Kiana Kenny, who is Miss Reading Rodeo.
Hi.
Yeehaw. Tell us a little bit about you, Kiana.
So I was born and raised in Redding, California. I've been going to the rodeo for years, ever since I was little. I started riding horses about 6 years ago, and so that really got me into the passion, and that's when my goal started to be Miss Redding Rodeo one day. And that goal has finally come true, so I am just living my best life, going to all the events and having fun.
Okay, let me move that into you a little bit. There you go. Now, Kiana, I know your family.
Mm-hmm.
I would just say that. And I truly love your grandpa and grandma. I mean that. I really, really like them.
Me too.
I just had breakfast with your grandfather the other day.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, so, okay. So you started riding. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know what? Girls and horses.
Mm-hmm.
What is it with girls and horses? And the reason I say this is, where I keep my horse, there's like 18 horses out there. I'm the only guy. It's everybody else is women.
Yeah.
And but I've been seeing that for decades. You know, seeing around a stable, and all of a sudden, it's just girls
mm-hmm.
out there. Maybe occasionally a guy. So maybe it's just the places I've been. But so... What was your first step in coming here or to in your climb here to the Reading Rodeo, Miss Reading Rodeo?
Yeah, so honestly, I wasn't really raised into it. I did competitive gymnastics for 6 years, so that was my entire life when I was a
really?
Kid. Yeah, and then
can you do double backflips?
Oh, I can't do anything anymore.
Oh, you're so old.
I am now.
Well, how old are you now?
18.
18. Okay. Will you take her home and slap her? Okay. All right. I think these Levi's are older than you. Okay. All right, so that's very competitive.
Yeah.
And
so
teaches
I had
discipline and everything.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, that's all about balance. And then one day after I decided that I was done with gymnastics, my mom has always had horses. She did flags and rodeo, but I just never had any interest in it. And then finally, I was like, hey, I kind of want to ride horses. Like, let's do this. And I started with a program here in Reading, and it's California State Horsemen's Association.
Yeah.
And they have multiple different programs. I started with Horse Mastership, which taught me all a lot of knowledge about horses and how to ride, and they also have a program.
And that goes on right here in Redding, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
They have bigger areas that can travel all throughout California, depending on what regions are open. But here in California, we really do have a great program, and especially in the royalty program, it helps you kind of learn how to be a rodeo queen and what comes along with it, with having somebody that will sit there and kind of help you through all of it.
Sure.
And so that's where I started. I was junior Miss CSHA and then senior Miss CSHA, and ever since I won my first title, I realized I wanted to do this for a lot more time. And so I carried on those two titles.
It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. I love getting dressed up in the nice outfits. I love seeing the smiles on the little kids' faces when they see me in a crown and a sash, and especially on my horse. It just, it's such a special thing. A lot of people see it as, oh yeah, just the glam, and we're just princesses, and it's like it's so much more than that. It's the bond that I have with my horse and all the people that I have around
me. Let me tell you that yesterday during the special kids day, and it was hot out there, and it was dusty. Mom, were you there? Okay. There you were out there leading horses and moving around and meeting all of the kids. Mm-hmm. Now, she's dressed today in this beautiful blouse, which is flowers and sparklies all over it and all that. And when she's out there, she is just, I can tell you because I've been watching her now for months, but yesterday really kind of impressed me. You were out there with all those kids, and they were all excited.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Miss Ritt. And even if they weren't quite sure who you were,
you
looked like somebody that they wanted to see.
Yeah, it was.
And I don't mean to embarrass you. But
no.
Did you notice that yesterday? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So you started in. So where were you? And you were the California State.
Mm-hmm.
Junior Miss and Senior Miss.
Yes.
Then what'd you do?
And then I went on to compete for my first real rodeo title, which was the Cottonwood Rodeo. And I won that title and carried on my whole year as Miss Cottonwood, which was so much fun. And then after that, I handed my title down in May, and then I knew that I was already going to run for Reading. I already had planned on it. And then I ran in October for Reading, and I won Reading. And now I've been...
When you say that you won... Mm-hmm. Do you tell, okay, tell people how you compete, because you've done this several times.
Yeah, so
what are the events, what do they do, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so every competition's different, but the most common things, and especially for all the titles that I've ran for, we do a memorized speech, so we have to have it fully memorized, and we speak it in front of a whole crowd of people, and then we do...
And you're being graded on this, by the way.
Yes, with different judges who judge you on how you're talking, how you're speaking, and your tone and everything that you do to your outfit, everything. And then we do impromptu questions, so we know that we can speak on the spot. So like this, with you asking me questions, I can speak on. And then I also have my horsemanship part of the competition, where I have to ride my horse and they judge me on my form and how I'm telling my horse how to do certain moves and everything.
You've got to go through certain mechanical things just to make sure that you can control your horse. Mm-hmm. Now, do you use your own horse from that?
So my horse, I've had him for the past 6 years, and I've used him for every single one of my competitions.
Okay.
But unfortunately for Reading, he is on the older side, so he was hurting at the time, to where I did have to use a different horse for Reading.
Okay.
But I use a phenomenal horse. It was so fun working with a different horse and learning different buttons. And so I think it was definitely a different learning curve that was a lot of fun.
Okay. Now, from what I understand, when you go to the big ones, like Miss Rodeo America, and we've seen a couple of those competitions when we were down there, they get introduced to the horse like, what, 5-6 minutes before?
Yeah.
And they got to, they'll ride it, and they do have the option to say, no, this horse is just not responding, and to get another horse.
Mm-hmm.
But you're riding horses that you've never been, you've never even seen.
Yeah, it's
on that one.
Really, really cool. I went and watched the Miss California competition.
Do they do the same thing?
And so they bring out a whole herd of horses from a ranch, like these are ranch horses, and they give them, I think, 5 minutes to get on a horse. They all get assigned a random horse. They get 5 minutes to get a feel for the horse, warm it up, and then they have to perform their pattern.
Okay.
And then they all switch horses, and then they on a random horse, and they don't get any warm-up time with this horse, and then they have to go out there and perform a pattern.
Another pattern?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So what you're looking for is, because you got to be able to ride.
Yeah.
Because as you come into into the stadium, mm-hmm. and I'm going to ask you about that. Mm-hmm. You're at full gallop. Mm-hmm. So how does that feel when
it
you come
is
out?
Honestly such a amazing, indescribable feeling. You're bond with your horse and you're running as fast as you can, waving at everyone.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's an adrenaline rush. It's just so much fun.
I'm glad, you know, you're so honest that mm-hmm. you said that. You didn't say, oh, well, this is, you know, but no, this is an adrenaline rush because yeah. you are at a flat out gallop, that mm-hmm. hands up going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to be watching the horse. You're watching the crowd. You're smiling mm-hmm. as you make the turn.
Yes.
Yep. That's great. Hey, I'm here with Kiana Kenny, who is Miss Reading Rodeo and just a, I know her family. And when I heard your name, I thought, there can't be that many Kennys around here spelled that way. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for supervisor. Standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Kevin Cry, supervisor, District 1.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and By the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Hamilton Whiskey, Glock Beverage, S&L Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billy, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Enjoy fun with the whole family with Redding balloons and face painting by Squishy Doodle. Come down to the 19th annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 14th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofredding.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right. Judy is broken up, not broken up. She's got all of that under one roof. One is the insurance division. The other one's financial management. And if you're looking for straight shooters on insurance for your home, for your personal, for your health insurance, she's the one you need to talk to. She or one of her pros. Or how about your retirement plans, your 401s, with all the things going on in the stock market, you know, stock market's going up, stock market's going down. How about a free review and evaluation of your insurance plans and your investments? It's free, and you get it just simply by calling Judy at 530-221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right there in, you know, right next to or in the next place down from PetSmart or wherever that thing is, the Liquor Barn. I know that. good people, we have insurance with Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and we're happy. I'm here with Miss Redding Rodeo, Kiana Kenny, and we've been talking about her. She, you know, 18, she's won every competition that she's entered. And but you've kind of like, to run for Miss California, I didn't know this, you had to be 21. And that does, I guess that makes sense in a way. So you've got a couple years there.
Yeah, I do.
And so what do you... Are you taking classes, or you will after this season?
Yeah, after I hand my title down, since it is such a big job, and I want all of my attention to my title, since I only hold it for a year, and this is such a big part of my life. So after I hand my title down, I want to go to school at Shasta to be a dental assistant.
Okay.
I already have some of the classes done. Since for my senior year of high school, I did College Connections, so I was full-time at Shasta.
Now, do you, where's some of the places? I know I saw you down at Red Bluff, and of course you were at Cottonwood, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't at Cottonwood. But where do you travel to?
We haven't had too many rodeos I've traveled to.
Yet?
Yet. I will be, after this rodeo week, I'm going to be out of here. I'm going to be everywhere I possibly can.
Now you haul your horse with you. Is that
depends,
correct?
It depends on the rodeo.
Sometimes so like, they'll provide.
Yeah. So for one of the ones I'm really excited to go to is Reno Rodeo. And that should be so much fun.
Oh, it is. It's great. Yeah. We've had Miss Reno Rodeo over here at Redding several times.
Yeah.
I think so. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, we've got Miss Rodeo California. Miss Rodeo California, I think, is going to be here Friday.
Yes, I am so excited for that. She is just one of the sweetest queens.
Is that right?
She's very genuine. So I'm super excited to have her at our rodeo to do a grand entry and to be able to talk to her.
Now, during the rodeo, what do you do? After the entry, and everybody's cheering for you, but you've still got a job.
Yeah. So I'll go back in and I'll push cows to help them get out of the arena in between the events of roping and all of that. And then after I will be around talking to everyone, I will be having a little bit of fun, obviously.
A little bit.
And then some.
As much fun as an 18-year-old can have at a rodeo. Right, Mom? That's right.
And then I will be doing some media videos for our social media. I will be signing some of my rip-off sheets with my picture on it. It should be such a fun weekend.
Now, is there and I don't want to be mercenary about this, but is there a fund that helps you do these things?
Yeah, so I have different sponsors.
Okay.
And also the main rodeo helps with a lot of it, too.
Good. It should. Mm-hmm. Because you are the face of our rodeo mm-hmm. and other rodeos. Yeah, I hope you make it to Reno. And the idea of, I'm sure the horses they provide you are good horses. That, you know, it doesn't seem like people have too much of a problem. But that's what I wondered if you know, if they're close rodeos, I understand. Mm-hmm. You know, you could haul your horse. But when you're traveling 6 or 7 hours, having a horse there makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, it definitely depends on the rodeo. Like for like Reno, I won't be bringing my horse, but, I'll be doing everything on ground, so I won't even need a horse when I go to rodeo.
Okay.
It's going to be a lot of ground events where we'll be doing signing parties where we sign our pictures and the little kids can all come in. There's going to be some other funds. We're going to walk around, talk to all the sponsors that are for the Reno Rodeo. We'll also be doing like a leather class, which is going to be so much fun. It's just going to be like a weekend of going around and you're meeting other queens, meeting sponsors, having a good time at the rodeo.
You're having a good time, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Now, what would you tell young girls that say, you know what, I'd like to do that? What would you tell them to start doing? Say at age 12, because mm-hmm. that's when you started. Really.
Yeah. I would definitely recommend them to go to our local CSHA program. It's really such a great beginner place. Mm-hmm. It really teaches you how
say
to do
say what that
this.
Means again.
California State Horsemen's Association.
There you go. Okay.
And you can find them on Facebook or Instagram.
We have a group here, and they do the competition mm-hmm. out at that Corral Alpha 44, don't they? Or that arena there.
Yeah.
And they're always doing something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then throughout the year, there's different age groups for all of it. The oldest you can be is 18, uh-huh. and that's going to be for your senior miss. Then you have junior miss, little miss, and then mini miss. So it's such a great program because, I mean, you get all of the awards, which is not the most important part. The most important part is that you have somebody who's there always helping you and taking you to these events and teaching you how to be a rodeo queen so you can be ready to run for your next title.
You got to be pretty calm out there.
Yeah, I definitely get excited, and I'll get a little bit nervous at times, but who doesn't? You always have eyes on you in a good way, though. Like, you have kids looking up to you, and even people who are older might be looking up to you in a different way of who never got to run for a title or who want to run for a title in the future. And
everybody wants to have their picture taken with the rodeo queen. It does.
Yes.
It just is.
Yeah.
So you're going to let her stay and let her dance there at the after the rodeo? Maybe a little. There'll be cowboys lined up for a block around there to dance. Yeah, and you're there with the bat. Mom's there with the baseball bat. Well, I tell you what, Ken, you have been as all of our queens have been just a great representation. Great representation for the Reading Rodeo and for Reading.
Thank you.
And this is nationwide TV because the Reading Rodeo is one of the top rated rodeos in the United States and the top 40 rodeos out of 750 rodeos, which is why the Cowboy Channel comes here mm-hmm. every year. And we have 4 days of live rodeo. Now, do you record all those? You know, if you don't, I do, because I never get to see the rodeo because I'm working the rodeo.
Yeah.
I may see parts of it.
Yeah,
so.
My mom always, she'll be in the back with me right before grand entry, making sure that I'm ready, putting my bobby pins in my hat, and then right before I run in the arena, she runs.
How do you keep your hat on? Is it bobby pins?
I get a size smaller, so it's already really tight on my head, gives me a little bit of a headache, and then I get some bobby pins, and I slide them in the side of my hat, and it holds my hat onto my hair a little bit better.
A little known fact that Harrison Ford, when he was doing the Indiana Jones movies, would staple his hat into his forehead.
Oh my
now,
God.
I don't expect you to do that because you've obviously broken the code because I never see any of y'all lose your hat.
Mm-hmm.
So a size smaller, you jam it down,
yeah.
And then you bobby pin it in.
Yes.
There you go.
Perfect.
Kiana, thanks so much for joining us today. If you're going, are you going to be at the pancake breakfast?
I am going to be at the pancake
breakfast.
Well,
we're going to be down there. Stop by and say hello. We'll get you on the air again. Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks, young lady. Okay, hey, when we come back after the news, we've got Sam Mathani, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Our budgets took a big hit last month, inflation surging to a three-year high.
The Labor Department reported Tuesday that its consumer price index rose 3.8% from April 2025. On a month-to-month basis, April prices were up 0.6% from March, as gasoline prices rose 5.4%. Excluding volatile food and energy costs, so-called consumer core prices were up 0.4% last month from March and 2.8% from April of 2025, relatively modest readings that suggest the energy price burst isn't yet spilling over much into other prices. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A senior Trump administration official says that Israel has been helping the UAE defend itself against Iranian attacks.
The U.S. ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, said Israel sent Iron Dome anti-missile batteries and personnel to the United Arab Emirates to defend the country during the Iran war. At a Tel Aviv conference, Huckabee said, "I'd like to say a word of appreciation for the UAE, the first Abraham Accord member," adding, "just look at the benefits. Israel sending them Iron Dome batteries and personnel to help operate them." The UAE has not immediately responded to a request for comment over the acknowledgement by Huckabee, though it underlines the growing defense relationship between the countries long suspicious of Iran. I'm Charles Villatesma.
Federal prosecutors have charged the operator of the ship that crashed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge just over 2 years ago. The span collapsed. Six construction workers who were on the bridge at the time were killed. A total of 18 Americans who had been on board that hantavirus cruise ship, they remain in isolation. They're watching Wall Street, the Dow down 271 points. The Nasdaq is off 345 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Embattled UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has lost the first member of his government as he faces growing pressure to step down following big losses in local elections.
He really is on the sort of verge of being in a position that's utterly untenable to have lost so much support within the party. And what we all need to keep an eye on in the next few hours, because he could literally have just few hours left, is when the cabinet has its regular meeting, because that will be key. Will the cabinet turn against him, or will the divisions in the cabinet turn out to be that it's those who are worried about the kind of chaos and splits that dominate? But Keir Starmer is in big, big trouble.
That's the BBC's Rob Watson. Two national agencies fighting corruption in Ukraine have named Ukrainian President Zelensky's former chief of staff as an official suspect in a major graft investigation. They're investigating Andrei Yermak. Town Hall, Facebook.com. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton suing a streaming giant.
The suit charges Netflix with spying on children and other consumers by collecting their data without consent and designing its platform to be addictive. Paxton says Netflix has falsely represented to consumers that it did not collect or share user data when it actually tracked and sold viewer habits and preferences to commercial data brokers and advertising technology companies. Paxton wants Netflix to purge the data it obtained illegally and not use it for targeting advertising without users' consent, plus pay fines for each violation. Heath Peters reporting.
The global maritime industry is facing a looming shortage of the fuel that powers ships as the Iran war chokes off a key shipping lane in the Strait of Hormuz. Roughly 80% of globally traded goods are transported by sea. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's helping out with getting ready for rodeo this morning. And today, the 12th of May, 8:05 in the morning, and the news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here.
Good morning, buddy. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm going to give away a couple more tickets.
All right.
So be ready.
I'm ready.
I think that was for Glowing Wild. So I'm going to give away two tickets for Thursday night rodeo. Two tickets for Thursday night rodeo. And, well, let's just do that right now to the first caller, 530-605-4567. Two tickets to Thursday night at the rodeo. It's sold out. Yes, it's sold out. And I'm going to give you two tickets. And you can pick them up tomorrow right here at KCNR station down here on Market Street. So whoever calls 530-605-4567 gets two tickets to Thursday night. Good tickets to the rodeo, Reading Rodeo. Okay. The weather today, it's going to be beautiful, 93. It's getting a little bit warm the whole week through next Monday. It's going to be sunny every day. Wednesday, first day of rodeo tomorrow. It's going to be with a high near 84, so it's going to be beautiful down at the rodeo grounds. Thursday, a high near 94, and it may get some wind, but Thursday night, down to 59. So when the rodeo starts, it's going to be next to the river, get a nice breeze off the river, and the sun is setting. Friday, high near 91, and then the whole rest, you know, Sunday. Saturday, it's only going to be 83. So Saturday night, the last night of the rodeo, celebrating 250 years of our country, Saturday night at the Reading Rodeo, is going to be beautiful. And then it starts heating up on Monday. It gets up to about 95. Weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, the Kenny family. Started this business close to 30 years ago. In fact, Miss Reading Rodeo is the granddaughter of Chuck and Judy Kenny, who started Shasta Gas Propane. And they offer veteran and senior discounts. They have other payment plans, provide outstanding service, and they're just really good people, the Kenny family. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center CEO, Sam Atani. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning to you, Carl. How are you?
Hey, you know what? It's rodeo week. So we're going to go at the cyclic rate until Saturday night. And then Sunday, we're going to lay there. Except go to, and then, of course, then there's Cowboy Church on Sunday. Last year, 7,000 people. And so Cowboy Church, it's free. And we had a lot of people show up for that. A gent comes out and spreads the word of Jesus and God while he's training a horse. It's like I said, last year 7,000 people came. Same guy, I think he's going to be on the show Friday. We're trying to get him on the show Friday. So, that's yeah, great. Once this week is up, and hopefully you do not see any of the contestants.
Hopefully not, but we're there for them in case.
That's right, you are. And you're close.
We're very close.
You're very close.
Walking distance.
Yeah, walking. Well, I don't expect him to be walking, you know, the walking injured. But anyway, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Thank you for having me this morning.
You bet. So what's the latest? What's going on over there?
Well, this is a great week for all hospitals. We're celebrating Hospital Week. The whole country, all the hospitals in the nation is celebrating Hospital Week. This goes back almost a century ago, back to like 1921, after the Spanish flu. They wanted to bring back some confidence in the healthcare system and the hospital system. So they start celebrating Hospital Day, and it turned into a Hospital Week. So there's been a tradition nationwide for a century or more at this point.
Wow.
So this happened to be this week, Rodeo Week. So a lot of great things happening this week. We take advantage of this week in celebrating all our amazing staff. We have staff that are really extremely skilled, competent, compassionate, committed to serving our communities. So we're going to take advantage of celebrating them. So we have different events lined up for them the whole week this week. As a matter of fact, today at from 10:30 to 1:30, we're having a barbecue in the spirit of Rodeo Week.
Yeah, it's Rodeo Week.
So we're having
barbecue.
A barbecue in the parking lot of our wound care center, our pavilion.
Uh-huh.
All our staff and all our first responders are invited to come and join us and enjoy some fun and some raffles and some music. Just celebrating our hospital. So looking forward to today. And, of course, we have different things planned for every day for this week.
Okay. You know, people probably don't think that, you know, everybody thinks doctors and nurses, but there's so much support staff.
Absolutely.
To make, you know, to give you the ratings, and you've got some of the, you've got the highest ratings in America there at Shasta Regional. But it's not just your doctors and nurses who are obviously very, very accomplished. It's like a family there.
It is a family. I mean, healthcare is a team event, a team discipline. It's not one individual. If you look at a patient journey, when they get admitted to the hospital, get their care and discharge, they really get touched by almost every discipline, from our security officers when they first walk in the lobby or the ER lobby, all the way until they get to the room, from the transporters to the nurses to the medical assistant to the physicians to our environmental services folks, nutrition, physical therapy, respiratory therapy, you name it. They touch almost every specialty within the hospital. So to provide quality, compassionate care, everybody on the team must be at their best performance, and we do have a great team, and we've been through a transformation the last couple of years.
Yes, you have.
Our vision is really to become the premier hospital in all North State, where people seek to come to Shasta Regional, because that's where they're going to get the best care. This is where physicians will be able to practice medicine and the best place to work as well. And we've been on this journey, and, of course, that takes years, but we are well on our way. We're seeing great results, and we're starting to see the effect of the effort we're putting together. And the community has been responding positively to that, so we're appreciative. We always invite the community to be part of that transformation.
Well, I know that you've done a number of things. And, you know, one of them that it needs to be talked about more is your radiology clinic, that other people are having to wait 30, 60 days to go to get x-rays, MRIs, and that they can come into Shasta Regional and literally that day or the next day have that taken care of.
Absolutely. We have multiple modalities, from your basic x-ray ultrasound to fluoroscopy to CT scans to MRIs.
Mm-hmm.
You name it, we have all the modalities. So, yes, if you have a need of any imaging service, we can get you in pretty quick. And our radiologist who reads those images have a great turnaround time, so you can get your results quickly. You don't have to wait weeks for the results.
Which happens to a lot of people I know. They go, well, it's going to take 2 weeks. Well, now you've got to live through 2 weeks wondering what it is. But I mean, you all turn them out
It's the anxiety that the patient goes through when they're waiting for the result is what's really important. So we focus on being fairly lean and have a quick turnaround. So if anybody needs any assistance in any of those stuff, reach out to Shasta Regional. And we're looking to add to it. Our medical group is looking to add some imaging services as well, which makes it great because our medical group accept all insurances from Blue Shield to Blue Cross to Aetna to Cigna. So they take all payers. So when we start adding more imaging services provided by our Shasta Regional Medical Group, then it doesn't matter what insurance you have, you'll be able to get some imaging done pretty quickly, and it will be read by the same radiologist. So we are always looking for gaps in services in the community, and we're trying to fill the gap. It's not about just buying other groups and padding our portfolio. It's about doing community need assessment, find out what the needs are, and try to fill them in a timely fashion and providing quality, compassionate care at the same time.
Okay. I'm here with Sam Matani, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're going to take our first break. On Saturday, May 30th, at 11 o'clock down at the Civic Auditorium at the Veterans Memorial Grove, there's going to be the 33rd annual memorial services hosted by the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. All people are invited, all veterans, family, friends, and members of the public, cordially invited to attend. And if you wish to lay a wreath in honor of our fallen comrades, give Debbie a call at 530-357-3380. If you want to lay a wreath, it's usually, it starts at 11 and it's usually over by 11:45. And, it's immediately, have a complimentary lunch immediately following the ceremony there at the Civic, put on by one of our Rotary clubs. Now that's Saturday, May 30th at 11 a.m. So please join us there. I'll be there. And Linda will be there, and so join us there for this celebration of remembering our fallen heroes out there. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Sam Matani, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Middleton Whiskey, Glock Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Ranch Rodeo. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
The sudden death of our Congressman Doug LaMalfa shocked us all and left a huge void of conservative leadership in the North State. With the support of the LaMalfa family, local Republicans, and President Trump, Assemblyman James Gallagher has stepped up to help fill that void. A family man from a farming family, a business owner, and Republican leader, no one is more prepared, more proven, and more able to do the job. Here's James Gallagher.
California has become the epicenter of fraud and waste in government. Over $125 billion have been lost to Medicare and unemployment fraud. $100 billion for a train to nowhere. And billions more spent on homeless programs that just don't work. Every dollar lost comes straight out of our pockets, making California the highest tax state in the nation. I'm James Gallagher. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message because you deserve better from the government you pay for.
Paid for by Gallagher for Congress.
Everybody calls the state liars. Yeah, liars putting on the ritz. Cool vibes hitting heat. That's the pits. No more fits. No more sweating buckets. No freezing bits. Oh, liars putting on the ritz.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 19th annual Taste of Reading 2026. Sunday, June 14th from noon until 4 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great lines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages while listening to the Billies, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
Hey, welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Hey, if you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, why don't you call somebody that really understands workers' compensation and can help you? That's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You can reach him at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You're going to talk to Patrick. He's built the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento here in the last 5 years. And his office is out in Palisadro. How's he done that? Well, because he knows what he's doing and he gets results for his clients. Work injuries can be life-changing for you, your family, your employer wants you to come back to work. You want to go back to work, but it's going to take more. You're going to need some help. That's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. I know Patrick, know him very well. Honorable man that fights for his clients. Learn more at Gorman Comp Law. That's G-O-R-M-A-N, Comp, C-O-M-P, law.com. I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center CEO Sam Attani, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has been recognized nationwide, and I've been doing, including one that just happened last week.
Yeah, on May 6th.
Yeah, and what was that?
Yeah, we received our fifth in a row Leapfrog Grade A.
Yeah, and what exactly is the Leapfrog? Because when you hear it, it's kind of like, what's that got to do with medicine,
yeah,
that kind
of thing. Let me tell you briefly about what it is.
Sure.
It's a non-profit organization that collects data based on 30 different metrics that had to do with factors like infection rate, medication safety, staffing practices, ICU coverage, surgical safety, and error prevention system. So they have different metrics that they track all these elements, and based on your results, they issue you a grade from A to F. And they do that twice a year, and the data is relatively between current data goes back almost 18 months, so it reflects on a consistency of performance. So the fact that a hospital received an A grade from LeapFrog, it generally means the hospital is performing very well on patient safety measures and reducing preventable harm. So I'd like to answer your question, what does it mean to the community? Well, from a community perspective, it means you have a lower risk of medical errors. So fewer preventable infections, injuries, medication, mistakes, and surgical complication when you are treated at an A-rated hospital. It also means better patient outcome, safer care during hospital stays and procedures, so you're going to get a better outcome. Stronger accountability. The hospital is being measured against national safety standards. So the standards that we are being measured against is not only applied to Shasta Regional, but this is nationwide standard. So they compare you to how you're performing to the rest of the nation, and that's how they issue grades. It also means you have an improved emergency care readiness. So for focusing on safety and patient quality of care, you mean hospital have a high performance with a stronger system and protocol in place. So whenever something happens, we have a system to deal with it.
Well, you know, and here's the thing is, if you think of this A rating, and I know it, I simplify things way too much. Mm-hmm. Restaurants get graded. On cleanliness, all these types of things, and then they have to put that rating out.
Absolutely.
I mean, do you want to go to an A restaurant or a D restaurant? Is the way I look at it. So if you're talking about a hospital that's got an A rating and has five times in a row, you might want to think that may be the place you want to go to trust yourself.
Absolutely. That's why those things are measured, and whatever you don't measure, you don't promote. So we are promoting quality, patient safety, patient experience. And we're not only talking about it, we're investing in it by recruiting more staff. I mean, our staffing level at Chester Regional Medical Center is the highest it's been.
Mm-hmm.
We are able now to admit double our admission than we did from 2 years ago by recruiting more nurses, more staff. So we are fully staffed when it comes to our nurses and techs. Once in a while, we have gaps here and there. People leave. People go on leave of absence.
Sure.
So you create some vacuum. Our number of travelers is at lowest level. We're down to like handful of travelers. And not on the nursing side, but this is the one on leave of absence where you cannot replace because they're protected by the law. So you know they're coming back. So you can hire permanent staff. So what you do, you fill the gap with the traveler until they come back. We're investing in new technologies. Literally, we invested millions of dollars. This have been here. I mean, we've been here like less than 2 years now. We've invested millions of dollars in new equipment, new technologies, upgrading some units that we have.
I'm going to be asking about that in the next segment, about the technology. But that's not all we're talking LeapFrog, but there's more.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the beauty of this is we also, in addition to our LeapFrog A, we also received the Patient Safety Excellence Award from HealthGrade. And the beauty of it that the two focus on two different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
One focus on your systems and your processes, and one measures the outcome, physical actual outcome. So we talked about LeapFrog and what it measure. However, with the health grade, meaning that you have high performance specialties, for example, cardiac care, orthopedic care, stroke care, joint replacement, means consistency of care. A hospital repeatedly often have stable quality system and experienced team. So those prove that not only have the system, but the outcome to go along with it. Also community access to advanced care. If you look at Shasta Regional, when it comes to cardiology, we're the only chest pain certified center in North State.
And that's from the American College of Cardiology.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
So the only accredited chest pain center in Redding.
Not only in Redding, north of Sacramento.
North of Sacramento, sorry. Yeah. North of Sacramento, which means if you're feeling the old chest thing, in just my humble opinion, I'd want to go someplace that can handle that.
And the way you know if we're
accredited, and that have to be transferred
absolutely,
later.
Absolutely. If you're being accredited, it means you've been, your outcome has been measured about best quality care, best standard in the nation, and you are measuring up to those standards. I mean, the outcome is there, the service is there. So we're going back to a restaurant being A, B, C, or
yeah,
D, or F.
Sure.
When you go to an A-rated hospital or a hospital that has been recognized for certain specialties, you know that this is not them making that statement. It's their data, their outcome being benchmarked against the best in the nation, and that's how they're being rated.
Well, I know that you and your team have been working diligently, you know, to provide that. And, you know, it's one thing to be taken well care of while you're in there, but you want to be looking at the results at the end, and you're getting the results also besides making your hospital stay safer. And, you know, nobody wants to be in the hospital, but safer, more comfortable. You're looking at the outcome, make sure they don't have to come back.
Absolutely. And we try to also make sure, because like you said, most people don't want to be at the hospital. I mean, we're there for you, we're there to take care of you, but people want to go home because that's where they feel more comfortable. So we try not to keep you longer than you have to. So once you're stable, once we take care of your condition and you're meeting certain metrics and the physician, your physician feels like you're good to go, we try to discharge sooner than later because we want you to be where you want to be. So we look at all different elements of comfort for the patient, not only the patient, but their families. I want to make sure the families are also included. I want to make sure they're being heard. So we're trying to provide a patient-centric care. That means not only the patient is involved, but the family is involved. And that's our vision. That's where we want to go. As I told you, this is a transformation. It's a journey. It's going to take multiple years to get us there. We're on our second year, and we are well on our way. So I invite the community to come and join us and be part of that transformation by sharing their inputs, sharing their feedback. And on that point, if you allow me another couple of seconds,
sure,
we are forming a panel that's made from patient and families that we're going to try to meet with them on a regular basis to help us understand where some of our gaps that we may still have are and what can we do to fix them. Because it's one thing for me to make a statement or for us to think we're doing it well. It all depends on your patients. Do they feel we hit the mark? Did we feel we provided the quality, compassionate care we're seeking and aiming to provide? Who's better to tell us than our patients? So we are looking for patient and family members who are interested in being a productive member of our transformation team to join us. So if anybody's interested out there who's been a patient or a family of a patient that would like to be a part of that, we encourage them to reach out to us, to Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we will invite them to join the panel.
And, you know, I know Sam, and what he wants. I mean, I don't know everything he wants at Shasta Regional, but I got a good idea. So that for patients and their families, you know, if you had an experience that, you know, may not have been 10 out of 10, maybe it was 8 out of 10, you want to know that.
Absolutely.
That's very important. So, okay, we need to maybe put somebody there or whatever procedure.
And I personally
review everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I personally review if we get any concern or complaint or any feedback from our patient or family that was not what we were expecting, and I ask them to bring it to my attention immediately. And I would say most of the time, reach out to the family members or to the patient personally and reach out to them because I want to hear directly from them because the more I know about what really the patient is thinking and what they felt didn't go their way, the more it helped me to plan for our next steps and how we could address it and deal with it. Now, remember, we have more than 1,000 people that work at Chester Regional Medical Center between full-time, part-time, per diem, contracted staff. And you understand, at some point, somebody may drop the ball. Somebody may not be at their best performance, had a bad day or whatever. So we're human. We make mistakes, and we acknowledge that. But we are promoting the just culture at Charleston Regional where we're not rushing to judge and to punish. We want to understand what system broke down that led to that less than perfect performance or to that mistake so we could fix it.
You don't learn anything if everybody tells you everything is perfect.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You never learn a lot from success. It's when things don't go as well as you want it is where you learn. And you're reaching out for that.
And we know we're not perfect. I mean, no one is perfect. I'm not perfect. So there's almost room for improvement. And we're always looking for that room and try to figure out how we can take it to the next level. So we're looking out for anybody in the community who's willing to help us out. Come and join us.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue is my barbershop. Been going there since 2007. It's a great barbershop. Great guys there, Logan and Tim. I can make an appointment that works on my schedule. In fact, I'm going there today to get my hair trimmed. And you can do it by either calling them at 530-244-9478, or you can use Booksy and set up your time and the, you know, what time you want, the day you want, and they'll come back and confirm it and then send you an email that day to remind you that you have a haircut that day. Cypress Square Barbershop, not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a real good one, and I thoroughly enjoy going there. You can locally owned, locally operated, been around, since 1960. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with Sam Attani, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and by the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heartbreaking rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Littleton Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Shasta County deserves local elections we can trust, not gimmicks, rhetoric, or smoke and mirrors. Trust isn't a slogan, it's earned. For 17 years, Joanna Franciscat has worked in the elections department, helping ensure ballots are counted accurately, processes are followed, and our local elections run smoothly. She understands the laws that protect your vote and the responsibility that comes with it. And when changes didn't make sense for Shasta County, Joanna spoke up and pushed back, because protecting the integrity of our elections matters. This isn't about politics. It's about integrity. It's about experience. And it's about making sure every vote in Shasta County is handled with honesty, care, and accountability. Shasta County deserves steady leadership and proven experience that protects our vote. Let's come together on this and keep our local elections strong. Vote Joanna Franciscat for Shasta County Clerk June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Franciscat. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Franciscat for County Clerk 2026.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bond. Today, the 12th of May, 8:39 in the morning, and my computer just went blank. Oh, there it is. It's back. And it's about 73 degrees going up to 93 today. So I just want to say that here's the things going on this week. Today is going to be the bank holdup, where the lone stranger and the sidekick are going to rob a bank. And right before the end of our show, with 2 minutes left in our show, I'm going to read you the clues of where to find the loot and clues for the lone stranger and his sidekick. That's going to be happening here. You may be hearing gunshots in the background as we're doing. Then they're going to have the pancake breakfast, of course, Friday down in Roaring Gulch, right down the street from us. And then the Reading Rodeo kicks off tomorrow night, and it goes through the 16th. Sold out Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We've given away tickets for Wednesday. We'll be giving more tickets away for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, too. We scored some tickets at the last minute. And then, of course, the Reading Rodeo Parade is at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Bunch of people there, lots of horses, bands, all that. All happening this week. And I'm here with Sam Attani, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and you're making me feel better, you know. I'm just telling you, you're making me feel better, Sam.
Well, I hope
that
so.
If, I'm getting at that age, that, you know, I go, wait a minute, is that just a pulled muscle? I mean, we actually had somebody sitting in here, Randall Hemplin, talking about how, gosh, you know, I couldn't do as much. And it was during the Shasta Regional Medical Center, before you came, his doctor was there, and he said, he looked at him, and he said, yeah, he said, I can't, you know, I'm short of breath, I'm, you know, pain here. He says, come in tomorrow. And that was like a Wednesday. On Friday, he had a triple bypass or something.
Wow.
I mean, so when I hear somebody talking about it and I'm sitting next to him and he gets a triple bypass, I take this seriously.
It could happen to anybody.
Yeah.
And we're seeing more younger folks getting with this.
You know, the other thing I saw that they have more young people die of colon cancer. Yeah, I've seen things like that, and I mean that I don't know why that is. Maybe they don't get colonoscopies, but
I mean, it's our lifestyle, it's our environment we live in, the stress that we live with every single day, the diet we consume, the exercise we do or we don't do. I mean, there's a lot of factors. Depending on who you talk to, they're going to point different factors that's leading to that.
Sure.
Genes, your, you know, family history, all that contribute to all.
That's what a doctor asked me one time. He says, has there been any cancer in your family? And I said, no. I mean, you know, skin cancer. But, and he says, well, you know, that really improves your chances. Though you can still get it. You still got to take care of yourself.
Yeah, because if you know your family history, it helps you do screening early. So you'll be on the lookout for these things.
Okay, what else we have here? I mean, you've got like 100 things that you all have been recognized for.
I mean, there's a lot of things we're working on. As I said, this is a whole transformation. I mean, we talked about it in the past. We talked about a residency program, for example.
Yes.
Because we know how critical it is to recruit and retain physicians, not only in Reading, but in the whole North State. And we continue to grow our residency program. We want a 24 residents. This incoming year, we are welcoming 18 new residents. So we will be going.
It's a three-year program.
It's a three-year program. So we will be going up to 42 residents.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll have 14 year one, 14 year two, 14 year three. This year in particular, we're bringing in not only 14 year one, but we're bringing four that are year two as well.
Okay.
So we're beefing up our residency program. Our goal is to help recruit them and keep them in the North State. As I shared with you, Buck, our residents are our internal medicine residents, which means when they finish, they have the option to specialize, to go into a fellowship, whether in cardiology, nephrology, GI, whatever specialty they choose to. And that could be from anywhere from 2 years to 3 years, sometimes 4 years, fellowship training, depending on the program they pick.
Sure.
Our goal is to keep track of our residents and bring them back as specialists. Because not only we need primary care physicians, we also need specialists.
Well, it all starts with the primary care.
Absolutely.
And I know how hard you're working to, you know, have them associate, have them feel like readiness part of them. So that if they do leave for 3-4 years, they'll want to come back. But keeping the ones that want to be internal medicine is so important. And we need it as a community, and you and I have talked about this ad nauseum, that we as a community need to put our arms around those residents.
Absolutely.
And give them warm hugs and make them feel like they're part of us here.
I mean, the North State and Redding and Shasta County, but it's very unique from the rest of the state. And we have so many things to be proud of and to celebrate and to promote. I'm a testament. I came from Southern California. And I'm telling you, I'm loving every minute of it. I'm enjoying the outdoor. It gave me more active. It pushes me to go out, be in the, you know, cleaner air compared to Southern California, being in the outdoor, access to sunshine, fresh air. This is really good for our health and for our mental health. It gave me a chance to kind of decompress. You go by the riverside and go on those trails. It's amazing what people don't know what they're missing. So we have a lot to promote here in Redding and in Shasta County overall.
Well, I think it's, we took more time in the last 7 minutes. We're going to take another break here. But there is so much here, but I know how busy your residents are, and I mean they're working what 6 days a week.
You know what, 6 days a week, yeah.
So we got to get them on that seventh. So they must be they're probably staggered on that are they?
They do scatter. They're not all off on that day. They rotate.
We've got to take them to the rodeo. We've got to take them baseball games. We got to take them down to the Cascade for the symphonies. Got to get them out in the river, let them fish. These are just little things that will make them, not make them, but will enable them to see all the good things about staying
And they are
here.
Eager to also volunteer their time to help and to also join any events that's happening. So if anybody have an event, I would like them to be a part there. Feel free to reach out and we'll make sure they are there.
There you go. Okay. Well, we need to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for supervisor, standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Kevin Cry, supervisor, District 1.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology and the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and Buy the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RoddingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Littleton Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RoddingRodeo.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot tomorrow, Wednesday, Chamber of Commerce. And big surprise, we have one of the barrel racers that's going to join us tomorrow that's going to be riding Wednesday night. And she'll be here at 7:30, and we're going to be talking about barrel racing. And what a pleasant young lady she is, and just a ball of fire. And she, so she'll be with us tomorrow morning along with, second Tuesday. We'll be at Simpson University, I hope. Who knows? We'll see. I'll call them today and say, still coming on? Because they could give us an update, if I can get Dr. Hall in here, on the latest on the hospital or medical school. And, about where that is. So, but today I have one of my favorite guests, Sam Atani, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And one of the things I really enjoy is listening to all the being recognized by national level organizations about the great work you and your team have been doing.
Thank you.
I mean, it's kind of gratifying to hear this, that there's a place that not just you're saying it's good or me saying it's good, and you've got national level organizations.
That's always the benchmark.
It's good to be recognized for all the hard work. I mean, it just does. Now, two things. You said something about technology.
Mm-hmm.
Spent millions on technology. Can you just give us a quick one on that?
Yeah, I could. But I'm going to jump to follow up my point I was making.
Oh, okay.
If you don't mind.
No.
So our medical group, I mean, our residents do rotate through our clinics
yes.
as well.
Okay.
And in order to do that, we recruited 3 additional primary care physicians. So our medical group has 3 new providers. They started late last year.
Yes.
And they are still accepting patients.
Okay.
So we hear a lot that, hey, I don't have a primary care physician. I have to wait weeks to get in. Fortunately, we do have 3 new docs. We have a female physician down in Anderson. They're all accepting new patients. We have 2 new in Reading. They're accepting patients. And we take all payers. So even if you are Blue Cross, Blue Shield, any employer in town, we take all insurance in our medical group. So if you're looking for a primary care physician, reach out to Shasta Regional Medical Group, and they can set you up with a primary care physician sooner than later.
Because that's one of the big things. People can't find a primary care. So you've got 3 new ones that are taking patients.
Correct.
All right.
And all 3 are internal medicine doctors, all board certified, great people, great human
beings. Get your own internal medicine doctor and get on the schedule there.
Yeah. So we're doing great that way. Also, we talked about our fast track in the ER. We will continue to promote that because it reduces wait time in the ER. So instead of waiting for hours to get to turn, you can go on our website. You can go into fast track. Tell us what time you're planning on stopping by. We will be expecting you. Now, the only caveat here, this is an emergency room. Of course, we try to keep it first come, first serve. But however, we do receive emergencies that are life-threatening, like a stroke or a heart attack or other. So sometimes we have to deal with those emergencies first, and then we'll come back and go through the line
sure.
and get it done.
I'm looking at it right now, so reservations available today, and it goes from 9:30 today till 9:30 tonight, or this yeah. morning till 9:30 tonight. The thing is, they're also going to ask you some questions.
Correct.
You know, they're like chest pains or other things,
right.
trouble breathing, they're going to tell you to come in.
Right, because they want you to take an appointment at 4 in the afternoon if you're having chest pain. They want to come
yeah.
as soon as possible
right.
because they don't want to wait
so
too long.
So it's just a couple questions they ask just to make sure that you're not waiting too long.
Correct.
Yeah, you just go to ShastaRegional.com and just hit Fast Track Care, and it lays it all out for you.
Yeah, and again, we encourage people to reach out to it because when you come in, you'll be expected. Some of your information will be already there. They may ask you for it one more time to double check that it's accurate and make sure you're talking to the right person. But trust me, it's going to save you a lot of time if you
okay.
use our fast track. Going back to your original question about technologies, as I mentioned earlier in the show, we look for gaps in what's in town, what's the other gap. And one thing that I heard about, is access to mammography. And a lot of our staff, a lot of our patients, if they need to do a screening mammo, they had to wait weeks and months to get it in. So, we're glad to say we are bringing in mammography to our medical group. So it should be up and running before the year end.
Okay.
So this is a new technology that's needed. It'll be state-of-the-art mammo, 3D, best and the greatest in mammography technology. And we have board-certified radiologists that are fellow trained in reading breast images. So we're going to bring that to the highest level. And we'll team up with a couple of doctors here in town as well to make sure they have access to that. So continue to bring more technology that is needed. Not to say it's not available today, but you have to wait a long time
yeah.
to get it. We're trying to fill the gap. That's what the gap says we need. So we will continue to invest in the community.
Well, breast cancer can be cured if you catch it soon enough. And Linda's very involved with the Chicks and Chaps and Think mm-hmm. Pink and all that. And so this is just something else that enhances women's health with having another asset here in town.
And sometimes when you get screened and something show up, Now you are anxious. Now you need to know what is it. So to get access to a diagnostic mammography and maybe an ultrasound afterward to really get you diagnosed properly, because once you think you have a lump in your breast, now you're anxious. You're not going to sit peacefully. You're worried.
Who wants to wait?
Right. So the key is to speed access to care.
Okay.
And we're opening more clinics in town, so our construction on our Palisadro clinic started. So if you're in Palisadro, it's your construction site going on. That's our new clinic that will be going up in Palisadro.
Where's that going to be?
It's going to be on the main street of Palisadro there. On the main road. So,
main road there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's visible from the highway. You'll be able to see it as well on the 44. And so it's going to be state-of-the-art on the clinic that we're going to open. There will be more primary care physicians staffing it and some specialists as well. So we're trying to bring care closer to you. So folks who are in this part of the area and east of Palisadro, they don't have to drive all the way to town. They can stop in Palisadro and get their primary care check. We will have telemedicine accessibility over there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're opening a couple of other clinics here in town. So a lot of things happening at Shasta Regional.
You guys are
center.
Going for it here, which is good.
It's a whole new day.
A whole new day. Well, Sam, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. And just go to ShastaRegional.com, my friends, and you can see all the things they're doing, the fast track, all of this that's happening.
Well, and, thank you, Carl, for having us, and thank you always for promote Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional Medical Center, I mean, you all have been a mainstay in this town, and obviously you're not resting on your laurels. It just keeps getting better. So, and that's good for our community.
And I'd like to end by saying thank you to all our staff and medical staff for all the great work to do supporting our community. Thank you for your tenacity, for your support, for your compassion, and for all the skills you have. We appreciate you, and let's have fun this week, and thanks to all of you for providing excellent care for our community.
Okay. You know, before we sign off, I'm going to go into the news, but here is the day one clues for the Loot and the Lone Stranger. They said it'd wait till 9 o'clock.